This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As we celebrate Yvonne and Clay's marriage, let us worship God. Please be seated. We gather in the presence of God to give thanks for the gift of marriage, to witness the joining together of Yvonne and Clay, to surround them with our prayers, and to ask God's blessing upon them, so that they may be strengthened for their life together and nurtured in their love for God. God created us, male and female, and gave us marriage so that a husband and wife may help and comfort each other, living faithfully together in plenty and in want, in joy and in sorrow, in sickness and in health throughout all their days. God gave us marriage for the full expression of the love between a man and a woman. In marriage, a man and a woman belong to each other and with affection and tenderness freely give themselves to each other. God gave us marriage for the well-being of human society, for the ordering of family life, for the birth and nurture of children. God gave us marriage as a holy mystery in which a man and a woman are joined together and become as one, just as Christ is one with the church. In marriage, husbands and wives are called to a new way of life, created, ordered, and blessed by God. This way of life must not be entered into carelessly or from selfish motives, but responsibly and prayerfully. We rejoice that marriage is given by God, blessed by our Lord Jesus Christ, and sustained by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, let marriage be held in honor by all. Who gives this woman to be married to this man?
I do.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you are always faithful in your love for us. Look mercifully on Yvonne and Clay who have come seeking your blessing. Let your Holy Spirit rest upon them so that with steadfast love they may honor the promises they make this day through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. We listen to the words of the Holy Scriptures, the words of St. Paul.
From 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. For love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. But faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love.
Bearing witnesses to the Scripture's promise, I ask you this question. Clay, do you take Yvonne to be your wife? And will you love her faithfully as long as you both shall live? If so, say, I do. Yvonne, will you have Clay to be your husband? And will you love him faithfully as long as you both shall live? If so, say, I do.
I do.
And do you, their family and friends, give your blessing to Yvonne and Clay and promise to do everything in your power to uphold them in their marriage? If so, answer together, we do.
We do.
Well, good deal. They do. And we're glad. We have a little tradition in our family that on special days like Christmas and birthday and weddings, if anyone so chooses, and they always do, can we open a gift now? So, if you want, I have a gift that you can open now if that suits you. If not, we can do something else. But
Okay.
I had it wrapped, so this is going to take a minute. So go ahead. I like the rattling of paper on the recording. Yeah, hold it up. We all want to see. What do we got there? It's a wind chime. Now, this is what you can hang from the front or the back of your house in the unlikely event the wind ever blows in West Texas. You'll know. See? But it's not just any wind chime. It's got primary colors. Blue, yellow, red. Those are the three primary colors. And there's a message in that as well, because all the other colors are the result of a mix of these three. Blue and yellow make green, you know that, yeah. And blue and red make purple and so on. Well, it turns out that all of the colors mixed together are found in white light. And there's something of a prism effect because these are glass. And one of my favorite images to explain what love is, not just what it's supposed to be, but what it is that it is just like white light contains all the colors, all of them. Love contains all the feelings. Now this feels great, doesn't it? This is really nice. Everybody here just said, hey, we're on your side, and you know, we're Team Clay and Yvonne, and you're it for each other, but we're behind you. That feels great. This may not be a secret, but there are occasions when the wind blows, not just outside the house in West Texas, but the wind sometimes blows inside the house in conversation between the two of you, you know, intense, energetic conversation, sometimes over great joy, but sometimes over things that don't feel quite so good as this does, right? Anybody that's been married for longer than 10 or 15 minutes knows that, you know, it doesn't always feel like this, but here's the deal. Just as white light contains all the colors, love contains all the feelings. Because the opposite of love is not anger. The opposite of love is indifference. The opposite of love is no feeling. The fullness of love is all the feeling. So, when the wind starts to blow outside, you'll hear this. When the wind starts to blow inside, you might hear deathly silence or loud voices. But the message is this, that all the feelings are only there because of how much you both care. If you didn't care, it wouldn't matter. Love is the sum of all the feelings. And in just a minute, we're going to have a prayer that the conclusion to which is a blessing that we ask of God, that at the end of the day, you will, no matter what else you felt in the day, you'll feel some of this, that you can call this back. And every time you hear the wind blow a little bit, it's all in there because it's supposed to be. And love includes it all. Because we're talking about colors, my prayer for you, my wish for you this day, is that each day, as you look at the primary colors here, and remember that they represent all of them, that you will be for each other for the rest of your lives a kind of double rainbow. Amen. Yvonne and Clay, since it is your intention to marry, I was going to tell you to join hands, but you've already done that. Good. Square in the eye. And with your promises, bind yourselves to one another as husband and wife. Clay, repeat these words. I, Clay, take you, Yvonne.
I, Clay, take you, Yvonne.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
Sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
And to you I pledge my faith.
And to you I pledge my faith.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
Yvonne, say these words. I, Yvonne, take you, Clay.
I, Yvonne, take you, Clay.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer and poorer.
In sickness and in health.
Sickness.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
And to you I pledge my faith.
And to you I pledge my faith.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
What do you each bring as a sign of your covenant and promises to each other?
A ring.
A ring.
By your blessing, O God, may these rings be to Yvonne and Clay signs of unending love and faithfulness, reminding them of the covenant they have made this day through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Clay, as you place this ring on Yvonne's finger, say these words. Yvonne, this ring I give you.
Yvonne, this ring I give you.
Is a sign.
Is a sign.
Of our constant faith.
Of our constant faith.
And abiding love.
And abiding love.
And with all that I am.
And with all that I am.
And all that I have.
And all that I have.
I honor you.
I honor you.
Yvonne, as you place this ring on Clay's finger, say these words. Clay, this ring I give you.
Clay, this ring I give you.
Is a sign.
Is a sign.
Of our constant faith.
Of our constant faith.
And abiding love.
And abiding love.
And with all that I am.
With all that I am.
And all that I have.
And all that I have.
I honor you.
I honor you.
Will you join us in prayer? Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, giver of all grace, look with favor upon your world, especially upon Yvonne and Clay. Grant, O God, that their joys may be doubled, since the joy of one is the joy of the other, that their burdens may be cut in half, since when they share, they divide the load. Bless this husband and this wife with faithfulness and devotion. Grant that their lives be so knit together in your will and their spirits in your spirit, that they may grow in love and peace with you and each other. May they seek you first, O God, for it is in loving you that they may love each other all the more. It is in being faithful to you that they will be ever faithful to each other. May they not expect perfection in the other, for that belongs only to you. May they be quick to minimize the other's weaknesses, swift to praise the points of strength in each other, and always be able to see each other through a lover's kind and patient eyes. Give them courage when they hurt each other to recognize and confess their fault. Give them the grace to seek your forgiveness and to forgive each other. Give them enough tears to keep them tender, enough hurts to keep them humble, enough failure to keep their hands clenched tightly in your hand, and enough success to make sure they walk with you. And above all, O Lord, grant that at each day's end, they may be found as they are now, hand in hand, thanking you for each other. Grant, O Lord, that all who have witnessed these vows today may find their lives strengthened, and all who are married may depart with their own promises renewed. All this we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now we will celebrate the creation of a family. The five vials of sand here represent Yvonne, Clay, Damien, Tegan, and Reagan. As each pours in the sands, they show how the individual colors create a beautiful masterpiece of love and mutual respect. Just as the sands are forever intertwined, so are the lives of the people being celebrated today. As we join this couple in marriage, we're also reminded of the significant role that Damon, Tegan, and Reagan play in this marriage. Today, a new unified life is shared within this family. Before God, and in the presence of all of us here, Yvonne and Clay have made their solemn vows to each other. They've confirmed their promises by the joining of hands and by the giving and receiving of rings. Therefore, I proclaim that they are now husband and wife. Blessed be the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Those whom God has joined together, let no one separate. To Yvonne and Clay, as God's own, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, patience. Forgiving one another as the Lord has forgiven you, and crown all things with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor each day of your lives together and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Clay and Yvonne Ashley.